Hello, Debbie Downsiders. This is Gianmarco Cerezi. Don't worry, the audio for this episode is better than what is happening right now. I am eating breakfast at a hotel in Edmonton, Canada. If you don't know where that is, don't look it up. You'll never need to know. Never, ever. I hope that I can forget. This is an excerpt of a Patreon exclusive episode. As you may know, because I say it every goddamn episode, if you join the Patreon, patreon.com/downside, you get one bonus episode a month. That's just me and Russell. You get one live episode a month, and you can watch my clean comedy special, The Rats Are In Me. This particular month, we instead of a live episode, we have this episode. It is me with my go-to opener, Liam Nelson, my previous own opener, Ariel Elias, and then comedian Jay Jordan, who's opened for me once, but if I ever called him my opener, he would scoff. He would scoff. So we did an episode where we got to talk about just being road dogs, life on the road, and this excerpt is about all the medical emergencies that we have encountered in our days on the road. So listen, enjoy. And you can watch it on YouTube if you like to. And then if you want the full thing, join the Patreon, patreon.com/downside. Enjoy.
We had someone who had a seizure at a show recently.
Yeah.
And then I was at the next week and someone in the front row went flying backwards. And I thought they had a seizure. Turns out they had too many edibles. But like his wife started screaming and started listing like all the things they had done that night. She was like, we had a margarita and then we had an edible. And then we did blah, 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 blah. And he was fine. But I thought he was having a seizure.
This was like a chunk in time where Gianmarco literally was trying to kill audience members.
Were you so excited because you already had all these lines from the last time?
Yeah. Sure. Well, honestly, what I did like from the last time, I was like, oh, I tried to help more at this time and I got off stage to help. And then the person there was like, you shouldn't have gone off stage. And I was like,
which person said that?
I'm not going to say.
It wasn't like a doctor who was like,
It was just like, I was trying to help and I somehow fucked it up again. There's no way to win. But my point is, like Tova was saying, oh, it seems like more things, weird things keep happening at shows. And I'm like, no, I think it's because there's more people, so the average of it happens more often. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes I see, like, Taylor Swift, who recently, like, they'll be like, someone died on the way to her show, and she only donated this. Or, like, someone died on the way back from her show, and she didn't help at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the average at this point that someone's dying on the way or from a Taylor Swift show, it's going up.
Yeah.
She can't be taking care of all of them.
Yeah.
It's just the circle of life.
Yeah. I mean, she financially literally can, but yes, I understand. Yes.
No, in a grander sense, yes.
But the point is,
she's not killing her fans. She's killing the planet, but she's not killing her fans.
Any medical emergency yet?
I had one before the show in Albany where a guy passed out. Y'all were just at the funny.
Yeah, we were there last night.
Yeah.
Yes.
A guy passed out and they're like, we're going to hold the show probably 15 minutes and get this situated. And like, you know, in your head, you're like, man, get that dude out of here. But to the person, you're like, take as much time as you need. Mm. Listen, I want to make sure that this is the best show they've seen in this mall.
Yeah.
I had one. This was maybe 9 years ago. So I was not equipped to deal with this at all. But my neighbor, this was like my first year in New York. I lived in a section of Queens where nobody goes because the train doesn't go there. It's a super German area. And my neighbor hired me to perform at his Freemason Society annual banquet thing.
Love it.
Bootleg, Illuminati.
High places.
Classic that everybody there is 80.
Yeah.
You know, open bar for several hours, dinner takes forever to come out. Then there's a Billy Joel cover band, which was great, playing for a while. And then they just bring me up. Don't tell anybody what I'm doing, that it's going to be comedy.
Ooh.
I get up there. There's also the way that the room was the right in front of me was the dance floor. Everybody's off to the sides. And then in front of me are mirrors.
No,
I could watch myself bomb. I was supposed to like read off after my set, like read off the names of the people who like, you know, were like on the chair or whatever. And then they were supposed to stand up and wave or whatever. I'd do my set. It was really bad. And then I started going through the names, and they're all German names. I don't know how to pronounce this because famously Jews don't really live in Germany anymore. And then I read off one guy's name. This old dude stood up, waved, and passed out.
Wow.
And it was like the second name I had read. I tried to make, I was just like, oh, I didn't mean to kill that hard. You know, like I.
You tried? You
I was like 4 years into stand up.
Oh
I didn't,
my God. Also, what an attention whore.
And then somebody came and took the list of names out of my hand and told me to go sit down.
Because of that drift, they didn't like that.
He heard a woman say his name for the first time in 20 years.
Nobody liked anything that I said, and they were right. But
when this guy at the cellar like fell backwards, I was it was chaos, and this one woman kept going like, "Well, you really killed. You really killed." And I was like, "Shut the fuck up! This man is dead. I think. Please,
from weed. What a pussy."
What about you, Atlanta? Any?
I've had, I was doing a show with Sam Morril in Springfield, Missouri, and a dude puked on his entire row.
Oh, God.
During my set, and I was hosting.
That's
like 5 minutes into the show, this dude pukes
amazing.
On five people. Like, he like looks to the side, projectile vomits.
Here's the crazy part.
All of their laps.
Because you hear their reaction.
I just hear the vomit hitting the floor.
No.
And then
oh my God.
And then there's just a bunch of like rustling around me, like, ah, go no. And like five people go running out of the room. God.
When I did Alabama, the Stardome.
Yeah, Stardome.
A brutal set. One of the toughest I've ever had to do in my life.
Wait a second. That's Birmingham?
Yeah.
Birmingham? No, it's next to Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Hoover?
I mean, it's
Hoover.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
It's out. Yeah.
Can I say something? That's the closest I've come to doing a church because that is a church.
It is a church.
That's
vibe.
A church black crowd.
Yeah.
So I don't even know.
Mine was, but it was funny. Let me try to phrase this correctly. So there were white audience members and there were black audience members.
Separate sections.
Yeah.
That was Alabama.
Right.
These white audience members. I was closer to the black audience members than I was to the white audience members.
Uh-huh.
And I was, it was kind of like,
and I was still far
like,
from them.
Like I was just like, I was like speaking just to them. And I was like, these fuck, I don't know what the fuck these, like it was just, these white people were not my white. They're not. So it was tough. It was like, I did a gun joke and someone left. And in my head, I got that thought, they're going to get a gun and they're going to shoot me. And like, that's all I could think about for the rest of my
set. Someone leaving on your gun joke is ominous.
It is ominous,
terrifying.
But also I love the self, like the main character energy of like, oh, they're going to ruin their life right now because I hurt their fifis. Like,
sure.
Marco, also, I want to let you know, that was Alabama. They had their gun inside with
them. Yeah, they have it on their hip.
That motherfucker was on the table.
Yeah.
But someone
he went
passed...
back. He left to put it away.
He's like, oh, this guy doesn't tempted. Like guns.
Uh-huh.
I'll be respectful.
But someone passed out there and I didn't realize it but what they did is they started like their friends started putting chairs around them to like hide it.
Oh.
And I looked
at them embarrassed?
I guess they were like making a fort around the person. And this
Carl
was already like
out
a
again.
Brutal set.
God.
And I called out the chairs and it was bad.
They were like, our friend actually passed out, so if you could just like keep going, what you want to do?
Were the chairs because people kept like stepping on him or something? Like,
no, it was not enough people for people to be stepping on. It was just, I think, a lady embarrassed. They thought they could hide it. But the seizure that Liam and I did with in Tampa,
that
it was
we did?
It was
we
long.
Didn't do the seizure.
It was a long
seizure that you planted.
It was 15 minutes.
Wait,
probably.
What
I
happened?
Walk out. Okay, so I like from my perspective, I walk out to set up merch for literally 2 minutes. I come back in, everyone is silent and standing up, and I'm like, what the fuck kind of Steve Martin? Everyone's about to walk into the street. Bit is he doing right now? But it's like a dude passed out in the front row, and then what was it like the. Like, people were panicking. The nurses were like, he'll be okay. They started, like, the nurses at the table right next to him started.
By the way, this would make a great clip, and I can't.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that wants to figure out an artistic way to do the before and the after. Because literally, I talked to these three women in the front row, and they were all three ICU nurses.
Yeah.
And I mean less than a minute.
Yeah.
56 seconds
it was in
later,
the same...
this guy passed out.
It was Gianmarco.
And they immediately took care of
it
him.
It's like
he heard that
safe.
He was well taken care of.
This is Gianmarco. Literally, whenever I make fun of crowd work, Gianmarco will be like, well, because I ask these women what they do for a living, I saved this man's life.
Do you think if you hadn't asked, they wouldn't have done their job?
I think they would have lied. I think they would have said, they would have been like, what are us plumbers going to do about this scenario? And then was so weird. It's like I'm on stage and I'm holding the mic and you're just like, do I sit down? Do I just keep standing
here? Do I narrate what's happening?
Do I narrate? I have this mic.
Yeah.
And they were looking for the manager. The manager wasn't coming.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, comedy
club. You called over the mic.
It was this thought I had. I was like, I have an amplification device. So I was just I went to college for musical theater.
No.
And eventually
they got the manager over. They're like, oh, we need something to get him out of here. The paramedics arrived. No, stretcher or anything. So
they said they need an office chair.
And then I was like, I remember.
And I was like, there is an office chair in the green room.
Office.
And so I ran into the green room.
Back.
And the worst
part, if he would have been like, I'm going to take my time.
I picked up the office chair, and then the one of the bouncers came back with me, and he kind of offered to take the chair off my hands. And there was a moment I was like, absolutely not.
He holds it above his head right in front of the camera.
It was not in front of the camera.
It was in front of the camera.
No, I didn't. It happened
to be there.
I was not.
But it was there.
I brought the chair.
It was above your head, though.
And that was fun. And then the manager kind of whispered to me, once they rolled out, he's like, do you want to cancel? And I was like, no. And then what was fun is I got to just narrate for the audience, kind of all the things we felt for that moment.
Yeah.
And the guy,
he was fine.
I mean, I called several hospitals after to look for an apology.
Yeah.
And
they said
he was fine.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
That's good. But also people every when you told the story was the guy okay? And I'm yeah, he was. And then he could have died the day later.
The guy was fine.
Yeah.
And into the video.
There were 10 people that died that night too.
What's sad is that when he does die, you're going to be like, hey, you guys, this is a sad post today. But you remember blah, blah, blah.
Remember that guy who survived a seizure? He could not survive a car crash.
The funniest part was once we started going back to the show, everyone was like, all right, we'll resume the show. This woman started crying. And another one was like, what's wrong? And she said, because when the guy was being escorted away, he kept going, I'm sorry. And the whole audience was like, it's okay. You don't have to be sorry. And as the show was starting, this woman started crying. The other woman said, what's wrong? And she said, oh, it's just I get seizures too sometimes. And I say I'm sorry. And there's nothing to be sorry for. And I was like, no, absolutely not. Whatever this is, we're not adding this to the shit pile.
Much more disabled comic on stage.
Gianmarco, Gianmarco, Matt Rife would have been like, baby, I'll give you a seizure right now. But you...
Downside. You're listening to The Downside.
The Downside.
With Gianmarco Cerezi.
I hope you enjoyed this excerpt of The Downside podcast. To listen to the rest and the beginning, just join the Patreon. Patreon.com/downside. Bonus episodes, live episodes, and my clean comedy special, The Rats Are In Me. Join now.